Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures with a gentle breeze, while in Haifa, it's slightly cooler with some clouds. Here are today's headlines. First, from Mariv just in, three residents of the Negev face accusations of using drones to smuggle drugs into Gaza, posing a threat to IDF forces and receiving large sums of money. Also, Ynet reports earlier today that U.S. Vice President Vance is returning to the U.S. after talks in Pakistan with no agreement on the Strait of Hormuz. Israel is preparing to target energy facilities. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that the outcome of negotiations with Lebanon depends on Israel's response. Lebanon demands a ceasefire before talks start, as disclosed this morning. Separately, JNS has reported in the past hour that IDF soldiers uncovered a bomb-making lab in the city of Tulkarem, Samaria. The lab contained over 110 pounds of explosives and about 200 pipe bombs. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that U.S. intelligence believes China may supply air defense systems to Iran. Former President Trump has warned Beijing of significant big problems. Here's what people are saying online. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, posting just minutes ago, stated that Iran refused to make a long-term commitment to not develop nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 reports that oil and gas infrastructure across the Middle East has suffered significant damage affecting Saudi Arabia and Qatar amid the ongoing U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict. And finally, Misgav Institute, an Israeli security think tank, noted just a short time ago that early signals suggest a stronger position for Israel and the U.S. in the region, but the full outcome is yet to unfold. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Negev smuggling case. Mariv has revealed that these individuals used drones to transport illegal substances into Gaza. This method not only supplied drugs, but also posed a significant threat to Israeli forces operating in the area. The case highlights the intersection of crime and security challenges in the region. Turning to the U.S. diplomatic efforts, Ynet highlighted the deadlock in negotiations over the Strait of Hormuz. With no agreement reached, Israel is reportedly gearing up to take action against energy facilities. This development further strains U.S.-Iran relations and could have wider implications for regional security. Meanwhile, the talks with Lebanon, as reported by Israel Hayom, hinge on Israel's next moves. Lebanon's insistence on a ceasefire before negotiations reflects the tense geopolitical climate. The outcome could impact border stability and future diplomatic engagements. In the city of Tulkarem, the IDF's recent bust of a bomb lab, reported by JNS, underscores ongoing security threats in Samaria. The discovery of significant explosive materials points to the persistent danger posed by militant activities in the area. And regarding China's potential arms deal with Iran, I-24 News indicates that this could alter regional power dynamics. Trump's warning to Beijing suggests potential diplomatic fallout and increased tensions between global powers on the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski faced criticism over a viral video. He attributed the backlash to others, but the incident continues to stir discussion. Separately, CTEC examines the CIA's alleged ghost murmur tool. Experts question its existence, debating whether it's real technology or mere fiction. And finally, from Walla Business, a Tel Aviv resident experienced an unusual burglary. The thief redeemed a gift voucher and paid extra for premium bedding after an initial theft of Apple computers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.